Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. It seems that there's a window of time God gives us to get out, to get to the next place. But when that window shuts, not that His grace goes away, that His love goes away, but I just feel like all of a sudden the grace lifts completely to stay, and you're there kind of on your own strength. And it's like relationships break down. I mean, it doesn't work. And I've noticed as I've talked with lots of people, there's so much more to recover from because burnout happens so much quicker there. I'd love for you just to speak to that issue. If God is saying go, it's time to go. And to that person maybe who's counting, weighing it all out, but they know God has said, I've told you to go. Now trust me. Speak to that issue and to that person if you would.
Wow. It is hard. It is hard to not look back. It is hard to let go. These are things, if it weren't difficult, Jesus would not have said so. He knows this is hard for us, but He knows what is best for us. This is the thing I have to keep reminding myself. As we mature, every day we are letting go of something, whether it's total health and we're now having to deal with issues that we never dreamed we'd have to do. Okay, now we can't do this and you can't do that and you can't do this anymore. You've got to let go and say, okay, but by letting go of that, now I have empty hands. What can I do? What are the things that now my life allows me to do? By letting go of that, I now can do this. What is it? Is it pray? Is it serve? Is it love? Is it spend time with people we care about? When I look at the end of the day what I wish I'd done more of, it's never the stuff on my to-do list. It's always, I wish I had had 30 uninterrupted minutes with my husband. 30 minutes of doing nothing but sitting and talking with one another and smiling at one another with our eyes. And so we need to say, if I can let go, what will God place in my hands that's better? Because I guarantee you, it will be better. He is always moving us forward, closer to Him, closer to His way of thinking, closer to the true fruit of the Spirit. Those are all the qualities that we can't drum up in ourselves, but He does fill us up with goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. These are gifts from God that come through the Spirit, and they don't come through the things of this world. And so we've got to let go of the things of this world. Can we do it? That's the question. And the answer is yes, because of His strength and not ours. It's never going to be about us, my friends. It's never going to be, I got it right, I did this. That is just not how that story ends. Our story ends with our arms uplifted saying, God is so good. He worked with a mess like me, and look what He did.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.